This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba meeting with Nepali Congress's newly elected Member of Parliament at Balwatar today. Traffic Police recommends licenses of frequent traffic rule violators be suspended. And protesters block Kashmir Highway after two shot dead at an army camp. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister and President of Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Deoba, has invited all the newly elected members of Parliament of the party for a meeting today. According to the Prime Minister's Chief Personal Secretary, Bhanu Deoba, the Congress President has invited all the newly elected members of the Parliament of the party for a gathering at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar today at 3 p.m. It may be noted that the ruling Nepali Congress Party became the largest party in the federal parliament after winning a total of 89 seats, including 57 first-past-the-post seats and 32 proportional representative seats in the House of Representatives in the November 20th general elections. As the largest party, Congress is working to form a new government involving the current five-party ruling coalition under its leadership. The Traffic Police has sent 60 driving licenses to the Department of Transport Management recommending suspension from November 17th to December 15th. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office sent such numbers of licenses to the Department of Transport Management for suspension, reasoning that the drivers were found frequently violating rules. The recommendation for the suspension of the license was made as per the Vehicle and Transport Management Act 2049 and Regulation 2054. According to the traffic police, they were violators of traffic rules more than five times. The spokesperson at the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, Senior Superintendent of Police, Rajendra Prasad Bhatta, said they had sent such licenses to the Department of Transport Management for action as per the Transport Management Act 2049 because the drivers had violated the traffic rules for more than five times. Among those to be punished, a driver had faced action 44 times. The Marchangdi Hydropower's energy production has declined with the receding water level in the Marchangdi River. The hydropower, with the capacity of generating 70 megawatts electricity, is now producing 48 megawatts electricity a day. Hydropower Center's chief, Pawan Basnet, informed that the declining trend will continue for two more months. The power generation may decline as low as 26 megawatts. There are two turbines each with a capacity of 25 megawatts electricity. In addition to this hydropower, other hydropowers are also witnessing a decline in power production. The 10th edition of Nepal Human Rights International Film Festival is going to be held from December 18, tomorrow, till December 21st. The festival is being organized by the Human Rights Film Center with the objective of promoting social justice and human rights. The festival is being held under the theme of climate change and environmental justice. The festival starts at the Nepal Tourism Board Hall in Kathmandu with the documentary Climbing Temperatures, Top of the World by Santa Nepali and End with Four Nights directed by Deepak Rauniyar. A total of 64 films from 25 countries including Nepal will be screened at the festival. Films, documentaries and animations were collected through an open call from around the world. The director of the festival, Pandab Khatri, expressed his belief that the festival will contribute to the field of human rights in the country. It is also expected to help Nepali art and culture as well as build Nepal's international image. Former runner-ups Croatia and African country Morocco are competing for the third place in Qatar 2022 World Cup today. Morocco is set to play for third place after losing 2-0 to former champions France in the semi-finals. Croatia were defeated 3-0 by Argentina. They had previously played a goalless draw in the group stage. The match between these two teams will be played at the Khalifa International Stadium tonight at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Morocco advanced to the knockout stage as group winners while Croatia finished second. Croatia defeated Japan in the last 16 and Morocco defeated Spain in a penalty shootout. Likewise, Croatia defeated Brazil in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals while Morocco defeated Portugal 1-0. Croatia, who reached the World Cup finals in the previous year, also failed to win the title. Morocco reached the semi-finals for the first time, becoming first African team to reach the semi-finals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Hundreds of protesters have blocked a section of the main highway that runs through Indian-administered Kashmir over killing of two men who worked as labourers at an Indian army base. Residents say men were shot dead yesterday by army guards at the entrance of the base in Rajouri district, 155 kilometres south of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. The Indian military said the two men identified as Surinder Kumar and Kamal Kishore were killed by armed rebels outside the military hospital in the Rajouri. A third man was injured in the incident. The mainly Muslim Himalayan region of Kashmir is claimed in full by both India and rival Pakistan, although both nuclear-armed neighbors fully control parts of the region. The congressional inquiry into last year's Capitol riot will reportedly recommend three criminal charges against former U.S. President Donald Trump. According to U.S. media, the House of Representatives Select Committee will seek an unprecedented charge to insurrection against a former U.S. president. The panel is expected to publish its final report next week. Trump supporters stormed Congress on 6th of January 2021 in a bid to stop Joe Biden's certification as president. The Justice Department, which is already investigating Mr. Trump's role in the unrest, is obliged to consider referral from any congressional panel. Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing. The Select Committee is scheduled to hold its final meeting on Monday, when any charging recommendations would be unveiled. Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv was for hours left without power after the latest wave of Russian strikes targeting energy stations across the country. Local officials said as many as 9 power facilities were hit as Russian forces fired 76 missiles and carried out drone attacks yesterday. Ukraine's power grid operator Ukrinegro warned that the scale of the damage could mean it would take longer to restore supplies. The body said in a statement that the energy system had lost more than half of its capacity because of the latest strikes, adding that priority would be given to critical infrastructure, hospitals, water supply facilities, heat supply facilities, and sewage treatment plants. Kiev City's officials said about 40 missiles had been fired at the capital alone, one of the biggest barrages since Russia's 24th of February invasion. Ukraine has accused Russia of weaponizing winter by striking essential facilities as temperatures in much of the country are below freezing. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Light rain and snowfall are likely to take place in some parts, with partial to normal change in the weather in the hilly areas of the country today. Partial rain and light snowfall are likely in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. The weather will remain generally clear in the rest of the country today. Furthermore, tonight there will be partial to complete change in the weather in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, partial change in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and the weather will be generally clear in the remaining areas. Meanwhile, the department has requested all to make necessary precautions to avoid cold, as there is a possibility that the temperature will decrease gradually, especially in some parts of the Terai region in the morning. According to the latest information from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today is 7.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 18.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba meeting with Nepali Congress's newly elected member of the parliament at Balwata today. Traffic police recommends licenses of frequent traffic rule violators be suspended. And protesters block Kashmir Highway after two shot dead at an army camp. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.